This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off the wrap tonight, we are heading off to Spain, where a bright orange bus emblazoned with anti-transgender messages has been banned from the Spanish capital.
Hooray!
We've got a photo before us, and it's a... In massive, massive text on the side of a bus, it reads, "Boys have penises, girls have vaginas, don't let them fool you. If you're born a man, you're a man. If you're a woman, you'll continue to be so."
As soon as you said that, it reminded me of that scene in Kindergarten Cop when the little, you know, 5-year-old kid said that same thing.
Except when he said it, it was kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah. This is definitely not funny.
A Madrid judge has actually banned the bus from driving through Madrid on the grounds that it was discriminatory and could provoke hate crimes. The bus was chartered by, and no prizes for guessing, people, a group called Hazte Oír, which translates to make yourself heard, a far-right Catholic group who began the campaign to bring attention to what it says is a lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender agenda in Spain.
I'm surprised they were actually allowed to, like, they've wrapped this bus, like the same we would a tram down here. You can wrap them in advertising. I'm surprised
it
that their advertising
through.
Body
yeah,
would
it would have had to go through quite a few people to actually come to be. And, you know, it happened. Hazte Oír said the court ruling violates its right to free speech, but it would now review the exact wording of the message on the bus, because I really
to
think
see
it's...
how far they can push it.
Yes, Pedro Almodovar would not like that.
Across to Japan, more than 50% of Japanese LGBTI people were bullied at school, as the Ministry of Education has released plans to protect LGBTI people. Most LGBTI people in Japan were bullied in school, and many more were not protected by their teachers. Their teachers let it go. This is a survey undertaken by one of the universities, the School of Nursing in Osaka, and it showed that there was this bullying at really, you know, one in two, that's a very high amount. And nearly 70% of respondents said that their teacher did nothing to help them. I'm astounded by that. I mean, the Japanese have a reputation of being quite polite, and this is kind of...
But, you know, you can be polite and also be quiet, so... This actually involves someone stepping up and objecting, as it were, so the teacher would have to, you know, bring someone to attention and say,
but
look,
that is
this
a part
is not
of a teacher's
on.
Job.
It is, but what I'm saying is from a cultural perspective, it's probably easier to kind of just
say nothing.
Say nothing.
Part of this study revealed that teachers had not been trained in how to support LGBTI people. Perhaps they need safe schools over there.
Yeah, good luck with that.
It's a big survey. 15,000 people completed the survey, and many respondents said that there was no education about LGBTI issues.
Hence all the bullying.
Hence all the bullying, and also reports of self-harm. 21% said they refused to go to school at some point of their lives.
Well, moving on to China, the World Health Organization has warned against the use of traditional Chinese medicine in the treatment of HIV and AIDS. This follows Beijing's release of a plan to contain the virus, which includes doubling the number of patients treated with traditional Chinese medicine in combination with drugs used in the West.
Did we just hear right, Dean?
Unfortunately, yes. So during the 1990s, a blood-selling scheme triggered an epidemic throughout the province of Henan.
Which, a blood-selling scheme? So
yes.
You could... It's like an organ donation, but you take your blood and you sell it to somebody?
It gets worse. So, which today has a population of 94 million. So the scandal helped HIV gain a foothold in China, and it unfolded in the central province widely and is widely seen as a failure of government leadership. And here's why. Collectors paid villagers to give their blood, which was then pooled without being tested for HIV or anything else. And after taking out the valuable plasma, the collectors injected the blood back into the bodies of those who'd sold it. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, so basically you donate your blood, they
this
mix it with a bunch.
This is not now though, this was...
90s, so not that long ago.
Not,
yeah,
not,
so... Now, officials, of course, found out about the problem and they promptly covered it up, and that meant the HIV spread as people were unknowingly infected from tainted transfusions at hospitals. Now, access to antiretroviral medicines was limited, partially because of the era and also because, you know, people didn't know that they had HIV. And in the scandal's aftermath, doctors were invited to develop traditional Chinese medicine treatments, or TCM, to combat the disease. So, you know, like grinding up, like, tiger claws and that sort of thing, and then it's not considered
waving
to be
some garlic
that,
around
or, yeah that yeah. sort of thing. Traditional Chinese medicine does have its adherents here in the West, but I think I'm not going to get into that, but now many people don't use antiretroviral drugs there, so they use TCM instead, and it's divided opinion worldwide. Critics say studies haven't been large enough in scale and lack scientific collaboration between Western and Chinese professionals, and the World Health Organization has advised caution, saying they only recommend antiretroviral therapies for the treatment of HIV based on systematic reviews of available evidence. Traditional and complementary medicines may have an adjunct role in improving overall patient well-being. And apparently there's only 500,000 people in China that are actually affected by HIV and AIDS.
And now over to USA, where a groundbreaking new study has revealed lesbian, gay and bisexual people are 3 times more likely to be incarcerated than straight people, and once behind bars, are more likely to be sexually assaulted. The study, published in the respected American Journal of the Public Health, found that lesbian and bisexual women in particular were overrepresented in prison populations. It also found that all sexual minorities, including those who'd had same-sex experiences prior to being incarcerated, face an increased risk of sexual assault and solitary confinement.
And this is a big group. This is like we're talking about 80,000 respondents they looked at here. And they found that sexual minority women account for an overwhelming 42% of women in prison.
42.1%.
Wow, that's a huge amount.
And 35.7% of women in jails. 8 to 10 times greater than the 3.4% of lesbian or bisexual women in the US population. Unbelievable. Ladies, do not go to the States. You'll be lucky. You will be
better
lucky.
Still
to,
don't go to
you'll
jail.
You'll be lucky to get out.
The study also found that 9.3% of men in prisons and 6.2% of men in jails were gay or bisexual, or had slept with men prior to their incarceration. About 3.6% of the US population is estimated to be gay or bisexual men.
And in brief, across to Russia, where Russian authorities are considering banning the new Disney adaptation of Beauty and the Beast due to a dance between two male characters near the end of the movie.
Escandalo! And there's new LGBTI anti-discrimination laws that have been created in the Philippines.
And French Rogue's March cover features a transgender model.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.